Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be intervals of clouds and sun today. We'll have a high near 65 degrees. Cloudy right now in Kenosha, 54, 51 in Burlington. It's 55 in Milwaukee. Racine cloudy, also 55 degrees. A 1,000-foot water slide planned for deployment at Hofford Drive by Racine's North Beach may not happen because interest for the August 8th event has been less than expected by the organizer. Less than 400 registrations received as of Tuesday. Salt Lake City-based Slide the City LLC and Real Racine had been promoting the potential for a crowd of 5,000 that day. Event organizer Scott Ward says a decision will be made in the next day or so about whether Racine will happen. Should it be canceled, anybody registered would receive a full refund, or they could use it toward a Slide the City event in Milwaukee on July the 25th. In the meantime, online registration is still open for the August 8th Racine event, beginning at $15. Go online to www.slidethecity.com/Racine. It's going to be a discussion in the city of Racine about creating a sidewalk fund to replace the current assessment system on the replacement orders for sidewalks. $25 annual charge to residential property owners, $50 on commercial sites as a starting point. Public Works and Services Committee talked about it last evening. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining this seems to be better than the assessments on the sidewalks, which he believes is very unfair.
The property owners now are probably paying between $550 and $650. $1,000 a year to maintain our sidewalks. So we're getting that money from a property owner, and we're getting it in very uneven methods. Some folks are paying as much as, some private property owners have paid as much as $2,600 for sidewalk orders.
Alderman Sandy Widener, while not opposed to the idea, noted federal CDBG dollars going towards city infrastructure, and now taxpayers would be asked to pay an annual fee for sidewalks.
When we charged abutting property owners to put in their street and curb and gutter, we said we would maintain them,
yes,
and we would replace them as needed. Mm-hmm. That's a promise that we failed to keep, and I'm just concerned that we're going to fail to keep the same kind of promise with this side. All right, I'm afraid to, because I'm not opposed to this. But I want to have this discussion, and I think the best place for this discussion is in this room right now.
The committee unanimously recommended, though, the pedestrian facilities maintenance fee proposal be sent on to the Common Council and then Committee of the Whole for discussion ahead of the upcoming budget process for 2016. A public hearing on the proposed name change for Racine's Jacato Drive to Anthony Lane, well, it turned out to be just a formality last evening at City Hall. No members of the general public had anything to say. The only comments, all in support, coming from Alderman Rady Hahn, Sandy Widener, Jeff Cohen, Jim Kaplan, along with outgoing development director Brian O'Connell. The council can now finally approve the name change at next Tuesday's meeting. An Illinois real estate company hoping that, along with rehabbing the physical and perceived environment of that Northwest Side neighborhood, will return it to its glory days. Milwaukee County Transit System bus drivers and mechanics are on strike after last-minute contract negotiations failed to produce a deal last evening. The 72-hour strike began at 3 this morning. The work stoppage will impact Summerfest. Milwaukee World Festival Incorporated Chief Executive Don Smiley saying up to 20% of the attendees arrive on the transit system buses, along with hundreds of workers. No agreement yet, but an attorney assisting the village of Sturtevant in its talks with S.C. Johnson on realigning part of Willow Road is expressing optimism the two sides will come together with a plan that'll benefit both. Another village closed-door session, nearly 90 minutes worth last evening for an update on the two recent meetings between a committee formed by the village president and Steve Jansen and S.E. Johnson's officials. Afterward, attorney Stan Riffle, who is acting as a special counsel for the village, said the talks have been, in his words, extremely productive.
We have had exchanges back and forth with regard to some ideas that might satisfy their concerns and satisfy the village's needs. And we have made great progress in that period of time.
No additional face-to-face meetings, he said, are scheduled, but the talks will continue. In Madison, majority Republicans have reached a potential deal on the state budget after a month-long stalemate. Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke from Vandenbroek says that they agreed to drop the Bucks Arena and prevailing wage issue from the budget, but with plans to take them up separately, transportation funding indicated it would be cut by less than $800 million.
I'm glad the Assembly and Senate were finally able to work out their differences. I think the taxpayers of the state will be happy with the result.
He says part of the deal going to protect major road projects such that the zoo interchange is in the Milwaukee area. More details going to be coming out. A press briefing on the issue coming up at the Capitol this morning. A smoldering mattress prompted a homeowner's 911 call to the Caledonia Fire Department before 3 this morning. Crews dispatched with the initial report of flames observed in the front bedroom of that one-story house at 1323 Johnson Avenue, but by the time they arrived, only smoke remained. Heavy smoke, in fact. Paramedics treating 2 of the occupants for minor smoke inhalation. Latest round in the fight against Asian carp trying to keep it out of the Great Lakes has been unveiled, and Bob Haig has the latest.
The Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee, which includes the Department of Natural Resources in Wisconsin and other Great Lakes states, announcing the strategy to keep the invasive fish at bay over the next 2 years. The $60 million effort aimed at keeping the carp from reaching the Great Lakes in numbers large enough to compete with native fish species and damage the sport and commercial fishing industries. It includes exploring the potential of a new lock and dam outside Chicago at a junction between the watersheds of Lake Michigan and the carp-infested Mississippi River, along with developing new technologies to find and control the carp. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Grants from the Wisconsin Partnership Program at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health have been awarded to some health agencies in both Racine and Kenosha counties. The Central Racine County Health Department getting a program grant called Understanding the Impacts of Adverse Childhood Experiences, that to improve prevention services. The Kenosha County Division of Health getting a grant for improving early childhood comprehensive systems. Make that 2 declared candidates now for mayor in the city of Kenosha for the April 2016 election. Former Mayor John Antaramian confirming Monday he's running for the job that he held from 1992 until 2008. Yesterday, Tom Fulmer announcing he is a candidate. Just a few weeks ago, current Mayor Keith Bosman said he would not be seeking another term. Other candidates are also expected to join the race. Presidential politics going to be warming up in Wisconsin tonight, just weeks before Governor Walker is expected to make his big announcement on a GOP presidential run. Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders of Vermont going to come into the Badger State. He's going to be stopping in Madison, says he strongly opposes Governor Walker's agenda.
I think we need leadership in this country that stands up for working families, that is prepared to take on the big money interests today that have so much power and so much influence, that we need to strengthen the trade union movement in this country, not break it.
Sanders noting he's been to Wisconsin a number of times, that rally again coming up in Madison tonight. And when Governor Walker first took office, he made it a point to greet Democratic President Obama whenever he came to the Badger State, separating himself from his Democratic predecessor Jim Doyle, who almost always stayed away when former Republican President George Bush came to call. Well, now the governor's office is saying that they're not sure if he's going to be greeting the president Thursday when he arrives in La Crosse. Governor Walker distancing himself lately from the president's policies as the governor, as you know, gets ready to make probably his announcement for a White House bid next year. WRJN.com is your source for our local news throughout the day. Go to the podcast or local news buttons on our webpage or set us up on your smartphone. News is sponsored by Lee Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Visit them on the web at leeheating.com. Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.